We welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris Show. A couple of updates. One, I said earlier that after a great heavyweight boxing match, that probably the first one I ever saw in the late 70s, Larry Holmes over Ken Norton. And that, of course, they boxed all 15 rounds, which was 45 minutes of fighting, an hour total because there's a minute between each round. And my mother, with Larry Holmes unable to stand, two people were like holding him up. My mother said, "What's he so tired for?" She said, "Look at this man over here, my father, sitting in his recliner. He works an eight-hour shift making batteries.
He works all day.
Yeah.
These guys work an hour.
You don't see him being carried out of his job. He works five, 6 days a week down there making batteries 8 hours a day." Now, we have Ted, Talk Too Much Ted, who says, from the movie Rocky, Mickey tells Rocky, for a 45-minute fight, you got to train hard for 45,000 minutes. 45,000 minutes for a 45-minute fight. That's 10 weeks, 10 hours a day. That's why a boxer is so spent at the end of a fight. You got to be in that great a shape in order to do it.
Not according to your mother.
That's right. That's exactly
I like her unwavering support of her man, too.
Me, too. I love that. So for years, I said, any kind of athletic event would go on. Like, people be carried off, you know, they'd be walking off arms over two trainers.
He's giving all he's got out here today, folks.
Say nothing.
Soft.
Nothing.
I want you to look over in that corner of that recliner.
Try working for a living.
That's right. My father would be kind of snoring with his mouth open. That man puts in.
That's an athlete.
You know, beer in hand, cockeyed because it's falling out of his hand. You know,
he's sports asleep. Section at his feet.
Unbelievable. And I support him, and my mother supported him. Mm-hmm. When we would watch the ACC tournament, again, early 80s now, by the third round, by the Sunday of the ACC tournament, the championship, the announcer would always say, these kids are exhausted. They've played three
back
days.
Back to back.
Yes. My mother said, are you kidding me? These kids are 19 years old.
This is a game.
They're playing basketball 2 hours a day, 3 days in a row. Boo-hoo. Look at this man right here.
Take a look in that corner.
Totally asleep.
Who won? Yeah. Did I fall asleep again? Yeah.
My dad would always fall asleep watching. We would stay up late and watch Johnny Carson.
Yes.
And the Tonight Show back on NBC.
Of course.
And he would always fall asleep before I did, you know, because I was young. I was a teenager.
Yes.
So I had boundless energy. Stay up until 2 in the morning anyway.
Of course. Yes.
But of course, he was working for a living, but he would always stay up late. He always wanted to see the monologue and occasionally the first guest.
Yes.
That was kind of his thing. But he wanted to see the monologue. Tons of Americans did that.
Of course.
But he would nine times out of 10, he would fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with the newspaper in his hand.
Yeah, that's right.
Just, head dropping into his chin, on his chest.
Do you know why?
Works for a living. But without fail, the instant you turn off the television, what's going on?
Yes. Yes.
I don't know what it is. He could sleep through 90 minutes of the Carson show.
It's true.
My dad would be the same.
Show. True. It's but like, the instant you turn off the TV, what's going on?
We would beg him to go back to his bedroom because he would snore through the shows. Yeah. We'd be like, please go to bed. He'd be like, I'm awake. I'm watching. In his recliner, refusing to go.
That's right.
It's the absence of sound.
They work for a living. These athletes don't work for a living. They don't. My mother would say, these are college kids.
Do you think at any point your wife has said that to your children, Kelly, as you doze off in your little chaise?
Yes. I know she has because I will be asleep in my chaise under my Afghan.
In your ass groove.
Yes, in my ass groove.
On your sofa.
And my son will come around a corner and say, Dad. And my wife will say, can't you see your father's asleep? Now, I can hear this, okay? Mm-hmm. She's like, can't you see he's asleep?
You know that's when we like him best.
Okay.
He doesn't judge us for what we do. He doesn't count my glasses of wine when he can't see them.
Probably shut up, leave him asleep. Exactly. My mother was more stand by your man. This man works. This man makes batteries. You said, you know why we have the remote control we have? Because there's batteries from the battery plant he made inside there. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Energizer batteries is what he did for a living. And he was the same way. When you turn off the TV, he'd wake up. He'd sit straight up in his
What the hell?
I know.
Did I miss MASH?
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's exactly how
MASH was 3 hours ago, Dad.
Exactly.